Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, we have a couple of new rumors about what to expect from the iPhone 18 Pro. Apple's decision to include a bold orange color for the iPhone 17 Pro seems to have become surprisingly popular, but there was one design element that's attracted more criticism: the two-tone look on the back casing. This applies, of course, to the cosmic orange, deep blue, and silver versions of the device. Now, however, a leaker with a decent track record says Apple is going to fix that problem in next year's lineup. The backstory here is that the reason for the two-tone design is that the glass cutout is what's used for wireless charging. The body of the iPhone 17 Pro is aluminum, and that's one color, but that glass cutout is a different color that stands out from the rest of the phone. This week's report says that Apple has heard this criticism and is working on a much better color match between the aluminum and the glass. There aren't any details here about how exactly Apple is going to accomplish this, but it's good to hear that the company is listening to the criticism. Meanwhile, a separate report from the same source says that Apple has plans to make the iPhone 18 Pro Max the thickest and heaviest iPhone ever. The rumor says that the iPhone 18 Pro Max will weigh over 240 grams. For comparison, the iPhone 17 Pro Max weighs 233 grams, and the iPhone 16 Pro Max weighed 227 grams. The iPhone 14 Pro Max is currently Apple's heaviest iPhone ever at 240 grams, but it sounds like next year's model will exceed even that. This will likely be driven by an increase in battery life for the iPhone 18 Pro Max, as well as upgrades to the camera, with potential support for a new variable aperture lens. The iPhone 17 Pro and iPhone 17 Pro Max are selling better than the rest of the iPhone 17 lineup, so it's clear customers are willing to compromise that thin and light design in order to have the most features and the most cameras possible. Next up today, Apple has released iOS 26.2 Beta 2, and there are a couple of interesting changes here. First, the update addresses one complaint about the Messages app in CarPlay in iOS 26. iOS 26 in general brought major changes to CarPlay, including a new liquid glass design, widgets, and live activities. The Messages app also added new features, including tapbacks and pinned conversations. But in iOS 26, you had no control over pinned messages in CarPlay. The interface simply mirrored your iPhone. If you had pinned conversations enabled on your iPhone, those settings extended to CarPlay as well. But in iOS 26.2, Apple has added a new option that lets you disable pinned messages altogether. It's in the Settings app on CarPlay. Just scroll down and you'll see that pinned conversations toggle. Switch it off and your CarPlay Messages app will be a simple list of conversation threads. iOS 26.2 Beta 2 also adds new sorting and filtering options to the Games app, as well as improvements to controller navigation and real-time score updates during playback. The leveling feature inside the Measure app now offers a really cool liquid glass design, with two glass orbs that float and interact with each other. Animations throughout iOS 26.2 are more vibrant and fluid, again, showing that Apple is continuing to refine and revise the look of liquid glass on the iPhone. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Your Mac holds your entire digital life. Photos, taxes, resumes, maybe even your wedding video. Backblaze backs it up all automatically. So if something goes wrong, nothing is really lost. Don't wait for a disaster to appreciate backup. Get 20% off with code 9to5daily at checkout. Backblaze.com/9to5Mac with code 9to5daily to start a free trial and save 20%. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show. Running out today, Apple has also released macOS 26.2 Beta 2, and it adds a fun and useful new feature for video conferencing. The update introduces a feature Apple is calling Edge Light, which aims to improve your video quality in low lighting conditions by adding a virtual ring around the edge of your Mac's display. It essentially aims to replicate the experience of using a traditional physical ring light while on video calls. You'll see a virtual light around the edges of your Mac screen to illuminate your face if you're in a dark room. The feature, however, is also far more intelligent than using a traditional ring light. Using the neural engine in your Mac, Edge Light can detect your face, size, and where you're located in the frame to ensure accurate lighting. The image signal processor is able to fine-tune the light to precisely adjust the brightness to match your exact environment. If your Mac's cursor gets too close to the edge of the display, Edge Light will intelligently recede out of the way so you can still access your content. Edge Light is supported on all Mac models with Apple Silicon, but if you have a Mac launched in 2024 or later, you can opt in to have the feature turned on automatically when your Mac detects you're in a dark environment. It's also supported on the studio display when connected to an Apple Silicon powered Mac, and it works with external cameras. You can find the Edge Light settings alongside other video conferencing settings like portrait mode, studio light, reactions, and backgrounds in the upper right corner of your menu bar while on a video call. The feature works in all video conferencing apps on your Mac, including FaceTime, WebEx, Zoom, and Google Meet. You can hit the link in the show notes for a closer look at how exactly Edge Light works. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.